But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I got a story for you. If only Bob were here. Where is he? Do you know where he went, Sean?
I don't know. Kissing babies.
This is unbelievable.
Shaking hands.
It's the biggest segment of the day here at 1 o'clock. We're trying to lead into the PM show.
He does get hounded when he's in
it's
the hallway.
I know. It's like, you know, he is a celebrity.
He's like all the Beatles
like a celebrity.
Rolled into one.
Yeah. He is. Here he is.
There comes
Bob,
Pete Best.
When you go into a hallway, when you go anywhere, you get mobbed. People love you. And I do too, by the way. You're a wonderful man.
I just saw a couple of friends of mine who I hadn't seen in a while, and they were up here for some business, so I was just engaged. Sorry, I didn't mean to take that long.
No, it's perfectly fine. We were saying we understand because people love you.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Listen to this story.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this story. Peter King, who retired last year, he used to come on with Ron and I.
I miss him. He was good on your show.
He was real good, and he was ahead of the game. And I'll prove it right now, because this was in February. When other people were, was this February, this quote?
February 6th.
February 6th, which was Super Bowl weekend from last year or right before then, I would imagine, or maybe the day after. I can't remember. Beside the point. I had a question for him, Bob. He used to come on with Ron and I. Do you remember Ron?
Of course. How could you forget Ron Cook?
Do you miss Ron?
Yes.
What in particular do you miss about Ron? His joyous personality?
I think the humor, his humor, which is different than ours.
Here we go again with that. Have you seen photos of
healthy
Ron?
Healthy laugh. That's as healthy a laugh as you can get.
Have you seen photos of him in Florida?
No,
he's dropped 20 pounds.
Hair grow back?
Some of his hair looks like it grew back. He's tan. He's constantly smiling.
He's like George Hamilton probably now, huh?
I have never seen in my life, my own experience, a person, a man, go from being vaguely unhappy to this happy in the single lifetime, especially when they get older. Usually people get slightly unhappier when they get older. Ron's gone from the unhappiest to the happiest man on the planet Earth, Bob.
Yeah, it is. And I think he actually predicted that. He did it because he thought he needed to do it for this reason.
Yes, and good for him.
And then he made it happen. So good for him is right.
And like I always tell people, I thought that, and a lot of people did, that they're going to have to tear the jersey off of Ron. I actually thought, not to be morbid, that he might pass while working, like in the studio or working on a column. Like he seemed to be so far into what he did, and he was, and that he was, if you asked me, pick a person from Pittsburgh sports media that will never, ever retire, that they'll have to tear the jersey off of, I swear I would have told you, Ron.
Yeah.
You could have knocked me over with a feather the night he invited me to Shooters, which was weird because we never socialized. And I pulled up to the bar with Ron. I'm like, what's up? He said, you know how Folesy just left? I said, yes. He said, I'm following him out the door.
But he had it planned.
He had it planned for a year. Yeah, at least.
So, I mean, he was very methodical about that, which I think you have to do. I agree with you because I would have thought, I think all of us have an identity based on what we do. This is what we've done our whole lives.
Yeah.
So it's hard to just cold turkey leave it. He did that. He just cold turkey left, and he hasn't, you know, looked for another job of any sort, to my knowledge. I don't think he's
maybe writing
a book for
He's looking for another beer of any sort.
Well, exactly.
All the
and
time.
Good for him. You deserve
good
that.
Good for him.
I think he lasted until what age was he when he was 67 or 8?
Nobody knows because he would tell nobody his birthday or his age.
By the way, we have a tweet here that says, information about do parrots have nipples?
Ah.
So you can look under that on Twitter if you want.
I sure will. But
Notorious
we're burying.
SMB put that out there. I don't even thank you for that,
thank
even
you.
Though I don't think we want to know the answer, but go ahead.
I do actually, but I'm burying the lead here. Peter King was on with Ron and I on February 6th, and this was the beginning of that conversation long before anybody knew that the Steelers quarterback room was going to blow up. Russell Wilson's next team will be?
Pittsburgh.
Ooh. Let me hear that again. Russell Wilson's next team will be?
Pittsburgh.
Ooh. How about that? And I can tell you
he said it with a lot of determination.
Yeah.
Like he knew.
I mean, he knows everybody. And he was talking about Russell Wilson long before that as a possibility anyway for the Steelers. But here's Peter King's latest, even though he's retired. You ready for this, Bob?
Go right ahead. I'm anxious.
Peter King believes that blank will make sense for the Steelers next season. Why don't you take a guess?
It has to be, it won't be Kirk Cousins, but it could be Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron blanking Rodgers. Here's his quote.
He's 41 years old, Joe, and he brings a lot of crap with him.
Here's Peter King's quote. I think we've seen Russell Wilson hit a wall. Whether Mike Tomlin is even, what Mike Tomlin is even thinking about, I'm not sure right now, thinking about 2025. They got a playoff game. But if I were the Steelers, knowing I've got Cam Hayward and TJ Watt, I've got guys on defense with their expiration dates not long in the future, I'd want to come in and try to get a quarterback who can make me competitive with Baltimore and Cincinnati in 2025, King says. That guy would be Aaron Rodgers. Bob, please, no. Please.
That's what I say,
make
no.
Make this not true.
Instead, I'm going to go the opposite way. I want to find a young quarterback who could be my future for many, many years. This 1 year, it reminds me of the Indianapolis Colts after Andrew Luck left. It just one retread after another and until you find somebody you like, and then you misdraft him anyway.
And
Anthony Richardson. So, I mean, you can play this quarterback game all you want. He's 41.
He stunk this year. Russell Wilson was better than him.
Don't be misled by his last game because he played well in that game, but there was nothing to be gained by anyone on that game.
No.
He looked okay. But you often say last impressions are ones people remember, and they do.
Yes, sir.
But I would not look at that and say that's indicative of what he's capable of.
I thought he looked like a guy who was accepting retirement.
So did I, and sounded like
they were doing all sorts of gadget trick plays and whatnot. He looked like he was smiling.
But we know him and
swan song.
Yeah, him and Tomlin have had this weird little relationship where they're
wink wink
guy eye on the field. Oh my God! Please make it not so, Bob.
Yeah, I don't. I would be.
Do you think he can still play?
I think he can do what Russell Wilson has done. Beyond that, not much.
I think he's worse than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, let's have a frank conversation. Because as with Tomlin, the conversation sometimes gets so ridiculous one way or the other that you can't even have a reasonable conversation. Russell Wilson has not been, his decision making is really freaking me out, to be honest with you. What is he doing?
Well,
what is he thinking?
That was the reason they wanted him. A professional quarterback who can handle these situations.
And now he's making some of, frankly, the stupidest decisions I've ever seen. But in the end here, he's a guy with 16 touchdowns against 5 picks, a 96 passer rating, and he's playing some of those games without Pickens, even the ones that Pickens is in, he's playing without Pickens. He's playing with an offensive coordinator and a head coach who are scared. He's playing with a shaky offensive line. I mean, how much of this is on Russ? I think overall he's been pretty good. Not really good. For a time he was really good, and in this latest stretch, he hasn't been very good at all. I'll acknowledge that. But there are mitigating circumstances, Bob. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right about that. Again, this is, to me, the dangers of going after guys who are up there in age, and you can be possibly dealing with one-year situations. I don't think this team wants to operate like that generally, but because of the
may not have any choice
of these older guys who are on their team, and they only have so many years left, you want to try to get a win for them. And this may be, it's sort of like the Penguins, trying to manage now and beyond now, and it's hard to do both. You can try, but then you set yourself back in several other ways. But
they went out and lobbied for Russell Wilson for one game, and that's this game. For to win a playoff game. Whatever happened for these last 4 months, 17 games, it doesn't matter going into Baltimore. Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, Minka wanted a leader. They wanted a guy who's been there and done that because none of them have. Minka and TJ don't even have a playoff win. Nobody here knows what it's like to win. Russ does. They brought him in here to finally feel what it is to win a playoff game. They brought him in here to win this game. I don't know if he will. He may be horrible in this game. I don't know. Nobody does. But this is the reason they brought him here. Agreed?
Yes. And so now he has his opportunity. This is a playoff game. He's a veteran quarterback who's been down this. He's a 9-time Pro Bowler. He's won Super Bowls. This is what you bring him here to do. So you can wipe it all away. If they should win this game and he's a reason why they win this game, what happened previously won't really matter.
Please, not Aaron Rodgers.
No, I don't want that.
Please. Sean, how do you feel about that?
I don't like Aaron Rodgers as a person. I think he brings a lot of bad traits. He's a major distraction. We've seen it has clearly not helped the Jets. They, I think, had a better record without him than when he did play. I mean, they had Zach Wilson do better a year ago. I would think that the Steelers probably would try to find some sort of veteran quarterback to bring in.
If Russell leaves.
He would not be the guy that I would look at. I don't think Kirk Cousins is worth anything at this point either. So I would immediately disqualify those two guys.
Oh, my God.
I think Wilson would be a better option by far than either of them. Now, if Wilson prices himself out or you realize he's just not good enough, there's probably other veterans that you might target, but I would stay away certainly from Rodgers more than anybody else.
I mean, Mike Tomlin.
Plus, he has say and influence on what they do. And, you know, he handpicked Devontae Adams. They were nursing that thing all along.
Plus, he can't move anymore. I mean, do we think this offensive line is met? We just mentioned earlier in the show, two of the top three tackles in the whole NFL in giving up sacks this year are Dan Moore and Broderick Jones.
And the Jets have better weapons around him than the Steelers have at this point.
That's true, too. I don't want to watch a statue behind this line.
No. I would agree with that, and I say no to that whatsoever. Now, Peter King, I'm sure, has his people telling him, and that's fine. I
mean, How about drafting Jalen Milroe in the second round?
No, I'm not doing that.
Are you drafting a quarterback this year?
Well, sure I would draft a quarterback this year.
In the first round?
You know, they're going to be picking, what, 22nd?
Yeah.
I don't know. It would depend. But I think I'd have to do it, yes, because no matter what, they're still going to need some help their future. If it's fourth or fifth round, no, I'm not going to go in that direction because most of those players don't work out. But
this is
everyone doesn't seem to think Justin Fields has any potential future here. I do. I think there is a future here for him. If they're willing to work with him in his pockets, you don't,
I don't know, man. Bob, I think once you reach this point, and I realize he's still a fairly young guy.
Sam Darnold reached a point where people were saying he's never going to be the quarterback. He's gone to four different teams.
Sam Darnold can throw the ball. Fields
can throw the ball. His decision-making in the pocket is something that needs to be worked on. And his timing in the pocket and when to leave the pocket, all of that stuff. But that's stuff they could work on.
I don't know. I either think you have it or you don't in the past part of the game. Maybe I'm wrong. He's had 50 games in the NFL, 44 games started. I didn't hear any.
How do you see their next 3 years?
My God!
Because you have
if to you
look
would have asked me if you'd have asked me this time last year, I certainly would have said would not have said Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
I know.
I have no earthly idea what direction they're going. I don't. If I were them, I would draft one and try to develop him. Who else is going to be out there that I would want?
Yeah, I don't know. A bunch of guys who've gone through it and failed. This is
the problem. We're living it. This is post-Ben. They blew it. Mike Tomlin blew it on the Kenny Pickett selection. He went to the mat for Kenny Pickett, and he set the franchise back. That's the part nobody ever wants to talk about. I saw again. Who was it? Was it Mike Greenberg or somebody else saying Mike Tomlin teams overachieve all the time? They completely absolve him of the personnel side of the equation, which drives me crazy. It really does.
But, you know, the surprising thing about that, you're right, he has a major stay in who comes and who goes. But because he wanted Kenny Pickett, because he thought that was the answer, I was surprised how quickly they moved on from Kenny Pickett for whatever reason.
But because we all can see he's not the guy.
But you could have made him still as a backup. You could have kept him here for that.
They drafted him to be the guy. Pete Prisco is the person I'm talking about.
What did he say?
Said, here's the headline from Steelers Depot. Mike Tomlin criticism misses the mark because Steelers are, quote, an overachieving team. So, Pete, Here's the part that you guys never seem to get. To be overachieving, the expectations have to be low in the first place. Why are expectations around the Steelers chronically low? That's the question that you need to look into. And Peter King, quite frankly, was guilty of the same thing when he came on with Ron and I one time and said, man, Mike Tomlin, with the rosters he has in camp each year, look what he does. How did he get the rosters he has? How did he get them? Who went to the mat for Pickett? Who drafted Pickens? Who wanted to draft Najee? Who has a huge say over personnel in the draft? Who hires the assistant coaches? These guys never talk about that. It's unreal. They overachieve. Okay. Why are expectations so low? Why do they constantly go into the playoffs like Boise State, like one of these small college teams that what do they call group of five teams? Yep. They've now been double-digit underdogs in their past three playoff games. They might as well not even go. You know what I mean? So ask that question, Pete Prisco. Come on. Go a little deeper, Bob, right?
Well, yeah, that's a major component of it. And all those people who come and go, Mike Tomlin has as much say, if not more than anyone else, in those decision-making processes. So, yeah, that's part of it. Absolutely it is.
And Prisco says this is an overachieving team. No question about that. What do they do well? They rush the passer well. That's about it. They don't throw it well. They don't run it well. They don't stop the run well. This is not a great Steelers defense. Pete, who's in charge of the defense? Who's the de facto coordinator? Tomlin is not only the chef there, he buys the ingredients. Come on.
And he has an impact on what they do offensively, even though he's not the offensive coordinator.
Of course, it's his philosophy.
It's the philosophy. And one of the reasons why they hired Arthur Smith, because of his philosophy that was very much in line with their philosophy.
It's a never-ending, you know, vicious cycle with the Tomlin analysis where nobody wants to go deeper than oh, wow, man, the Steelers overachieved again this year. Yeah, but they were only picked to win seven games. Why is that?
I have a potential name for a quarterback option. It's not a good one, but maybe better than Rodgers. How would you feel about Derek Carr?
Horrible. Bob?
Better than Rodgers. You know, I don't know. If they want a veteran... would fit the bill there, I suppose.
But he might be the best veteran option. Otherwise, you're probably gambling on a guy that was a high pick that never panned out. Maybe like a
Derek
Will
Carr
Levis.
Is Russell Wilson to me, a little bit younger. Not that much, really. He's 33. He's the same guy. They almost have the exact same stats. Listen to this. Since the beginning of last season, Derek Carr has 40 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. Russ has 42 touchdowns. And 13 interceptions. They're the same guy. So, no, not for me. But, Bob, you say yes?
I say it's better than Rodgers. That's not necessarily a yes. But
better
it's,
than Wilson, too? I don't think so.
I think I'm going to go back to Justin Fields. I still think there's a ceiling higher than what we're seeing from him.
Put it this way.
Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah.
He's been through a lot. I think people forget to take that into account either. How many coordinators, how many coaches, how many different kinds of...
Who?
Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he comes here and things settle down a bit. How about if there's another year for him? I mean, he fits everything they want in a quarterback. He has to work on the pocket. He has to work on a lot of things.
No, he doesn't. He's not a good thrower. If he fit everything they want, they wouldn't have pulled him at four. A lot of guys have good arms.
I think he can get better in that department.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I know that at least he's 25 and I could work with him. And he has a lot of experience, and I still can work with him. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't discount
that. He might be
a
better
totally.
Alternative than some. I wouldn't discount them doing it. But for me, I don't think he would be the answer. What were we just talking about? I can't remember
just
now.
Quarterbacks.
No, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God. Please, no. Please, no. Do you think people would be excited about that? I don't.
I think it'd be 50-50. I think the ones who get excited think he still can pull off.
You might as well bring
did.
Ben back at this point if you're going to have Aaron Rodgers.
Well, exactly. I mean, but Aaron, as Sean said, he brings a whole baggage of attitude and control, and you know who he talks to, when he wants to talk to, hits his agenda, all this stuff that I don't want to hear. You know, he can't have a relationship with his own family, let alone a football team.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The time right now is 1:33. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. We're going to wrap it up next with a couple of more very pertinent Steeler questions and maybe a bit of news from practice. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.